spirit. Mm-hmm. You're like, I was on standby just waiting. But you said, on standby. Waiting for you to say, help, Holy Spirit.
May I read something from 119 and it's on point, Psalms?
Okay, if you blow your trumpet, you can read it, because I'm on, he got it here on being taped. So just blow your trumpet and read it. Come on.
I will delight and cherish every message you speak to me. Give me more revelation so that I can live for you, for nothing is more pure and eternal than your truth. Yes. Answer my passionate prayer, O Lord, and I'll obey everything you say. Save me, God, and I'll follow your every instruction. Before the day dawns, I'll be crying out for help and wrapping your words into my life. I'll lie awake every night pondering your promises. Lord, listen to my heart's cry, because I know your love for me is real.
Wow. Okay, I'm out of my time, and I want to be back next week. So come on, Apostle, I'm just going to stop right here, and I'm not finished with it, but.
That's good stuff, man.
Well, I shall tell you. Yeah. We got help. And we got help from somebody that knows Eric. I didn't get down to read. He knows the deep things. He knows, you know, the things that we lack, that we don't know, because I didn't know, but he knew. And the things we lack and don't know, he knows. He knows it all. He done been in our past. He done been in our now. And he's already been in our future. He knows it all. Help, Holy Spirit. Help.
Yeah. Woo. Hi, you know, we doing tag team preaching. It's the same thing. I'm going to tell you what she just told us. God is good.
Hello, brother. Hello, Apostle.
Sometimes in life, I asked the Lord for skill. I knew I didn't have the skill I needed. Mm-hmm. But what if he needs you to do something now?
Uh-huh.
And you don't have the skill now? But he's with you now. Mm-hmm. He can still work through you.
Amen.
And sometimes, to get me to, the reason I sought him in certain ways is because while he was using me, he caused me to say something that caught my attention. And I kept after him about it.
Uh-huh.
And I learned a skill. This is how I learned to trust him. Trusting God is, if you can trust the Holy Spirit, you have access to whatever he knows.
Ooh, that's good.
Without limit. Mm-hmm.
Without
say it again. Say that again.
If you can trust him, mm-hmm. you have access to whatever he knows. Mm-hmm. And you can receive it.
Wow.
Now, if you got to get used to walking into his glory. You know, without worship, it's almost impossible. The Lord can give you some word. He'll give you some things that will bless you, that you know it'll bless everybody. You're conditioned to receive it because you're seeking him. You're asking, you're knocking. You're used to his presence. But somebody that hadn't been doing that, they're not used to the presence of the Lord. So when you walk over to him and tell him all these things that the Lord's been saying, just like the presence of the Lord, it makes you, they may do like that. Kim Gruber talked about a guy who wanted a rope that was hanging from his tree, and he wouldn't let him have it. Well, you know the story. The guy pulled a knife on him, put a knife to his throat. Mm-hmm. Henry Gruber had been through this situation so many times. He spoke by the Holy Spirit. He said, you can't have them. He's not fighting back or anything. He said, you're not going to get that rope. But the Holy Spirit knew this guy and what to say and how to deal with it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
The guy ended up getting saved.
Uh-huh.
And then he started coming around. And when him and Gruber said this, a lot of things made sense to me that I didn't. I used to wonder, why would people run from the word of the Lord? They can tell this God's word, but they recoil. Just like, you know, like you walk into the presence of the Lord and things are revealed and you faint. Well, he said when the guy started coming around, he would tell him a little bit. And then the guy said, okay, that's enough for the day. And he'll leave. And then he'll come back and get more. He ended up being a pastor. When you go in his presence and worship him, you're conditioned to learn from him.
Wow. That's good.
And from there, you'll begin to trust his will more than you trust your own.
Well, that falls in line exactly what she was saying in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got something written down right here. If you allow 26 and 27 to work, 28 activates.
Yeah.
Everything that you do works for his good.
Yeah.
Work for his glory then.
Yeah.
That's good, Nick. I didn't get down that far because I didn't have the time, but that's good, Nick. Yeah. I like that.
He's a present help in time of need. And even if you don't have the skill, he knows how to use you anyway.
Boy, that sounds good.
He can help you stand for the day and use you to fight a war and win. And then you can go in his presence and get the skill you were after. When we follow him, that's the process that happens. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the Lord will say something. I'm trying to seek him and follow him. And he'll say something over here. And then he'll bring it back later. He'll say it again. I said, Lord, you've been trying to tell me something. And I've been so busy doing what I'm doing. I said, I want that knowledge.
Amen.
That's worship. You're acknowledging the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want what you're trying to say. Help me receive all of it. Mm-hmm. And then he'll do things to get you to see if you're gonna chase him.
Wow. That's a form of worship, right there.
Yeah. Your reaching out is worship. Even if you're trying to learn to stand, that's worship too.
Wow.
You're trying to learn so I can stand, so I can grow, so I can be a blessing.
You know, that is worship. Because see, his presence is always there. Mm-hmm. But we're not always in his presence because of the hustle and bustle of life. Sometimes we, got to do this, got to do that, got to, and got to watch my favorite TV now. Got to do you later, But when he's always present, mm-hmm. But we're not always in his presence.
Right.
Sometimes we just try to do his will.
He wants the relationship. Mm-hmm. So you can do his will.
Yeah.
Some people are trying to do his will without the fellowship.
You got to have it.
It's a Mary and Martha issue.
Yeah.
Which one's going to be working?
Whoa.
Instead of the foot of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
And she was hosting the man that had fed 5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and it wasn't that many disciples that had been. But she was, he said, now you just not, he just called her out. He said, Martha, you're not just worried about me, you're worried about many things.
Yes.
Many things. Don't try to put it all on me. Help, you worried and concerned about many other things.
Yeah.
It's just not fixing a meal for me, uh-huh. Martha. Come on, let's get it out here. Uh-huh. But you're worried about many things.
Uh-huh. Like what people were going to think of her.
Uh-huh. Huh?
One of them was what people were going to think of her and
about
her
being
house.
A hostess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but about many things she had. Now, it wasn't just so much about the dinner. It was other things she was worried and concerned about. Maybe how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that and if I'm going to have enough food. I mean, just worried about many things.
I had to make some adjustments. Mm-hmm. When I first started doing the website broadcast in 2016, one of my instructions was the Lord said, I need you to put as many on there as you possibly can.
Uh-huh.
So if you listen to the website broadcast, you're going to hear my auto noise. You're going to hear, because I do it on my way to work. I make a broadcast on the way to work and then on the way home. And one day, I said, Lord, all the broadcasts seem to sound the same now. And that day I walked in, that was on my mind. I went to work, and Brenda came up, and she said, the Lord gave me a word for you. She said, your prayer bank is low. I said, thank you. And then, so now what I do, I started praying more. So I do a broadcast on my way to work, and I pray in the Holy Spirit all the way home.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I was studying. I was hearing the word, but my prayer bank was low.
Filling your tank.
You got to have both. You got to have what's necessary. Because the Lord can cause you to say what he needs in one broadcast.
Right.
Amen.
Because he can condense thoughts.
Jesus.
And use you to do it. Mm-hmm. So I had to make adjustments. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are, we want what we used to, But you can't follow God that way. You have to be adjustable. You have to make changes. And when that happens, you make the right adjustments, he can use you more.
Amen.
And this is nothing new. This happened with Naaman in Elisha's day. Here we go. This is Second Kings chapter 5. You know the story. Naaman had leprosy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a Hebrew girl that was a servant.
Yeah.
And through her, he found out he could be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, we'll start at verse 8. Save time. It says, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him now come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Mm.
So the king sent Naaman to him, because Naaman went to the king first. That was protocol, and the king thought he was trying to start a war, you know the story. Verse 9, so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. And he'd say, go wash in the Jordan. Sometime the Lord will tell us to go wash in the Jordan. That's how his instruction to us will feel. This is the thing that you're seeking the Lord for, a message. He give you a message. You know the message because he gave it to you. But you know the people might not want to hear this message. That's just like when you told Naaman, go wash in the Jordan. Or you got a problem and the Lord show you, well, go forgive this person. That's just like saying, go wash in the Jordan.
That's good.
Or the Lord say, I need you to get up and pray in the morning. That's just like saying, go wash in the Jordan. If you trust him, see, if you trust him, doesn't take any effort. It's when you act on it, that's faith.
What?
And in the direction of trust. Not your will, but his. You're acting in his will. You're taking steps.
Yeah.
Your trust always turns into faith when you start acting on it, when you start doing something.
But Naaman, like a lot of us, wanted to substitute something spiritual for works.
Right. Yeah. Lord, this is what Naaman said. Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hands over the place and recover the leper. That's what was in his mind. Right. Not going to wash in the Jordan. Go wash in the Jordan.
That was foolishness because that was the most nastiest place.
That's
right. That was foolishness to name it. Right. Why I got to go wash? Why can't
it
you just let me heal?
It was unbelievably nasty.
I'm a captain. I'm an official. I'm not treated this way by anybody.
There you go.
And he was expecting that guy to come and do this extravagant prayer. Just this whole heavenly Father.
And are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Now how many people turn and walk away in a rage? They don't, Lord, I just can't do that. And then they, you know, the rich young ruler, give away all you have. Come and follow me. Sell it and give it to the poor and come and follow me. Oh, what a way to say it. Never knowing what would have happened. Oh, he lost billions trying to save millions.
Yeah. That's right.
Let it soak in. He lost billions trying to save millions. What happens when you obey God? The money wasn't stolen because Jesus told him to sell all he had and give it to the poor. He was credible. He had a love for God. He would have ever increased in the love of God. And if he would have given away and sold to the poor, the kingdom of God would have been stronger. He would have been rewarded for it. And he would have found out that he could not possibly go broke.
Outgive God.
But he couldn't.
That's where his heart was.
Right.
Jesus revealed his heart. where his heart were. He didn't know his heart was there. He thought, and I did all the commandments, you know, from a youth and stuff.
He stayed at
but
that
his
level
heart
of
was
life.
In his finances.
He never grew past that level of life unless he repented.
And he told him he was close.
Yeah.
There's one thing that you lacked of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many people stay at a certain level because they don't go forward? When you take every step you take in trust, you're acting on the you're acting on God's word, trusting His will. Everything changes and revelation pours in.
That is good stuff right here.
This is what happens to everybody who take time and trust the Lord. And you can't trust Him without worship. He said this, I've been trying to understand the end times. It's one of my hobbies.
Yep.
Because He keeps telling me He's returning soon.
Yeah. Man.
So I want to do all this in His heart, so I want to learn as much as I possibly can. So I listen to people who have revelation. Mm-hmm. And he told me something on the way up there to Chattanooga on our trip. He said, people can hear my word, but they can't receive the full revelation without a relationship. Everything that you learn from Him, enjoy your relationship. Relate with Him. Talk to Him about it.
Fellowship. Amen.
That's how you get clued in. That's what's missing. Relationship. From the relationship, you're going to trust God more and more. You will ever increase like the rich young ruler should have. Now, Naaman got his blessing because he came to a point that he listened. He said, so he went away in a rage, and his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet, now he was devoted to him. My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, mm-hmm. according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Amen, amen.
He proceeded because he came to a point of trust. As weak as it was, he came to a point of trust, and he ended up clean. And he came, and he had devotion in him. He wanted to be a blessing to the prophet. And then he repented. He said, when the king worship idols and I have to be with him, I'm not worshiping those idols. He said, I want you to forgive me on that. That's how we grow. When we trust Him, you're going to learn more. It puts you in a position to receive more revelation. We put the preacher, Mary talked about, didn't stop at his weakness, but he went on and got the knowledge from the Holy Spirit. He would live forever. Yeah. He would outgrow that and help other people. Because people who crash and burn sometimes, when they rise out of the ashes and the Lord help them recover, and they get a holy anger at the world, they make the best preachers.
Yes.
All right, we'll close. Any comments?
Man, we can listen to this all day long, man. That's some good stuff, man.